Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Okay, it's almost the end of the year. And let's admit it, you could have done better this past year. So it's time to get serious and take massive action to be more productive at work, be a better spouse, work on your kids, do some exercise, and do your spiritual practices. Are you tired already? I am. God certainly doesn't want, nor does He need you to get more busy. Let's consider Saint Joseph. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When His mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit, and her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to send her away quietly. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit." And when Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. See, Joseph doesn't rush off and get busy fixing the situation. Pay attention to what he did. First, he considered the situation, and he resolved to do something, but then he did nothing. In fact, he took a nap. He rested. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, what might have happened if Joseph got busy instead of becoming still? He divorces Mary. She gives birth to Jesus in Nazareth alone. There's no one to take them to Egypt to protect them, and Jesus is killed along with the other children by the forces sent out by Herod. We'd still be saved by the death of Jesus, but there'd be no apostles, No church, no priesthood, no Eucharist, no body of teaching. What a mess. Well, what will be the results of your life if you don't become still and seek the will of God in silent reflection? What kind of mess will we make? Pope Francis writes, "Prayer is resting in the Lord. Rest is so necessary for the health of our minds and bodies, and often so difficult to achieve due to the many demands placed on us. But rest is also essential for our spiritual health, so that we can hear God's voice and understand what He asks of us. Joseph was chosen by God to be the foster father of Jesus and husband of Mary. As Christians, you too are called, like Joseph, to make a home for Jesus, to hear and accept God's call. And to make a home for Jesus, you must be able to rest in the Lord. You must make time each day for prayer. But you may say to me, 'Holy Father, I want to pray, but there's so much work to do. I must care for my children. I have chores in the home. I'm too tired even to sleep well.' This may be true, but if we do not pray, we will not know the most important thing of all, God's will for us, and for all our activity, our busyness. Without prayer, we will accomplish very little." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
John of the Cross writes, "Those who are very active and think they are going to encircle the earth with their work and busyness should realize that they would do the church much more good and please God much more if they spent even half of this time being with God in prayer. In this way, they would certainly achieve more with less trouble in one work than they would have done in 1,000. Their prayer would merit it and would give them the inner strength. I think we're tempted to busyness because we're trying to create our identity and self-worth through our own achievements. And then we kill ourselves so that our kids can have all the opportunities to achieve, so that they can go on and kill themselves by trying to create their own identity and self-worth through achievement, because they learned it from us. Stop. You can't make an identity and self-value that will last. It doesn't work. It all comes to an end. Those of us who are empty nesters or have retired or sold businesses or practices, we know it. It all ends. God is the only one who can give you your identity, your personal value. And oh, by the way, He's the only one who can give you what you need that lasts forever. And He doesn't need you to do anything. What He wants you to do is just to sit down, shut up, and receive. He wants you to receive, not achieve. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We just experienced the joy of Advent, waiting and anticipating the birth of Jesus. And then it happened, Christmas, the joyful arrival of our Savior. Well, in just about a day and a half, we have the new year. Now what? We'll talk about football and resolutions. We are immediately concerned with what's next. And we're bound to jump back into the busyness of life. Did the calendar somehow dictate that you must move on? I was sharing with a friend of mine the horror of the blank page of trying to write a meditation. And we were talking about this particular meditation, and she said, why not take a moment to envision the day after the birth of Jesus for the Holy Family? Picture the cave, the animals, a fire, and Jesus, Mary and Joseph all tucked in close to each other, Joseph stoking the fire, making sure they're warm. Do you think Mary counted his fingers and his toes? Not Joseph, but Jesus. Do you think she caressed his skin and kissed him? Do you think they dozed off, all of them together? Can you imagine their breathing in the stillness of the cave? A blanket of peace. Can you see it? Or are you ready to climb the walls? Why are we so restless and anxious to leave this scene? The current culture often values productivity, and we want the next thing, the next place, the next achievement. But true fulfillment comes from one person, and one person only, Jesus. And he only lives in the present moment. So I want to challenge you to be still today. I think she's right. But can you do that? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In 2020, when COVID hit and the world shut down, I had a strong sense God was giving the world a big time out. We were out of control, and so we got shut down. Now, I don't know how the whole thing happened, but I know this. God is the first cause that works through secondary causes. In the end, it was God who shut us down. He made us all stop. And the world was silent so that we could hear him. But we didn't listen, and we didn't learn. Resist the urge to get busy. Come back to the birthplace of Jesus, to the Nativity. Listen to your own breathing. Lay your hand on your chest and feel your heartbeat. He did that. Let me say it again. He did that. You breathe because he wills it. Your heart beats because he wills it. You can't make your heart beat, and you can't make yourself into something that lasts, and you can't give yourself or your kids more value. He already did that. Every year after midnight mass, I call my brother Jack, a Catholic Palestinian who lives in Jerusalem. Normally, he's just come from Bethlehem from Christmas mass. But this year, tragically, because of the war in Israel, Bethlehem was shut down. But Jack said to me, "Don't be sad. Jesus is not born anew in Bethlehem. He's born in your soul. You don't have to go to Bethlehem to find Jesus, but you do have to stop and be still and be silent because he's in your soul. Will you go and adore him there every day? Will you be silent and still and listen? It's up to you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A number of years ago, Teresa, there was a movie called Into Great Silence.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's powerful. A film crew got permission to go into a Carthusian monastery in France and film the monks for a year, just their daily life. But a Carthusian monastery has 24 hours a day imposed silence. So there's almost no dialogue in this movie. It's silent. There's no... I don't even remember if there's a sound score.
Wow. Sure, Christopher Nolan is a bit jealous.
And it's about 2.5, almost 3 hours. And the first like 15 or 20 minutes in the theater, I wanted to rip my hair out and run out screaming. And then it seduced you. And by the end, when it finished, no one wanted to leave and no one wanted to talk.
I think those are the best experiences. Although we tend to shy away from silence, you know something's really good when it leaves you in silence.
Yes.
There's a, not to make light of it, but there's a joke that my friend Trevor makes at every single dinner. My friends and I, we, as often as we can, we try to make each other dinner and sit around a table together. And any moment of silence for more than 5 seconds, he does the classic dad joke where he says, "Everyone's quiet, must be good." And it's like this droll where everyone is just waiting for it and expecting it and groaning about it. But it's actually kind of accurate that when you really enjoy something, I love watching a movie with people and there's silence after because people can sit with it.
Yeah. But it, I will be the first one to admit that learning to sit in stillness and silence is hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hard because number one, we feel guilty, we feel lazy that if we're not getting something done,
mm-hmm.
We're going to get found out and get in trouble.
Yeah, that's usually the fear with rest and silence and things like that.
And we have to have permission.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want from this meditation, is to give people permission from God through St. Joseph and John of the Cross and Pope Francis. Give you permission, but more than permission, a real motivating reason that actually you'll be more productive and achieve more the more silence and stillness you have. I'm right now, Mom and I are reading a biography of St. Francis of Assisi.
Oh, I had no idea.
And he's one of the few founders of religious orders where the order continues to thrive after more than 800 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, name other organizations that are thriving after 800 years.
That's a really good point.
And I would say that the foundation for the success of the Franciscan order was the deep life of prayer of Francis. It's like the deeper the foundation of prayer you lay, the higher the edifice can rise. And I think they're directly in proportion. I really believe that. It's like I had a friend who invented a new way of doing foundations, pilings for skyscrapers. And you can't believe how deep they have to drive things into the ground so that you can have a skyscraper at 100 stories.
I just can't even imagine how we can have skyscrapers at 100 stories.
Yeah, but the principle is the higher you go, the deeper that foundation has to be. And it's the same for life. It's for the spiritual life. But it's the same for every aspect of life.
But the concept that holds us back is that we only see the tip of the iceberg. And we really only want to do things for the sake of visible productivity.
Yeah, because we're trying to gain our identity and value from others.
Yeah.
Rather than from God and from reality.
Mm-hmm.
Francis was totally unconcerned about the opinion of others, and he built something that lasts. And when we're so concerned about the opinion of others, we don't.
Yeah.
But I also think that silence and stillness in prayer is hard because, number one, we're not being entertained and we're not used to having to use our intellect and think.
Yeah, I think it's why movies are the most popular form of entertainment right now, opposed to so many other things like physical art, paintings, even like plays or just music or concerts. I think it's movies because it's everything all at once.
And you don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything at all. But I don't even realize.
I've never seen
a play live.
It's probably a lower brain activity than being comatose.
Well, we'd have to look into that scientifically, but I understand what you mean. It's about as close to dreaming you can be while awake.
I think even dreaming probably has more brain activity.
That's actually true, because your brain is, there's a reason we dream, and it's, well, we don't really know because it's somewhat a human mystery, but our brain is doing something productive.
Yeah.
It has to dream to, I don't know, renew itself.
But... yeah. That's why we're more tired after watching a movie than we are sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, so we, part of learning to be in silence and stillness is learning how to work the muscle of the intellect.
Mm-hmm.
That takes practice.
Yeah, it's, I've realized speaking a lot in a conversation does not necessarily mean you're stretching the intellect. Because I've run into this constant thing because I fear silence in conversation. My least favorite conversations are the ones that I know I'm having because I fear silence. So you're not saying much, but you're just in this rhythm of like, quick, someone say something, mm-hmm. or this will get awkward. So then I just start saying the most meaningless random phrases that my brain can quickly spit out because it fears the moment of silence in between a conversation. Instead of taking the silence and the pause and thinking about something that would actually be significant to say.
Yeah, good point. I think the other reason we struggle with silence and stillness is that in silence, we have to face ourselves.
Yeah, we might find out that we're bad company.
But then, if you spend enough time in silence and stillness, you'll find out that you're good company.
Or at the very least, you'll become better company.
Both. You'll learn that you are good company and you'll become better company.
Mm. I took essentially a year off of school when I was younger, in about eighth grade. And I think it was probably the best choice that I've ever made, that you and Mom helped me make. But it was really strange because you go from being around a little over like 30 kids every single day for 8 years straight, eight or nine. Yeah, I guess nine if you include kindergarten. But it was just constant. You're constantly around people. But I was never really close or like having incredible conversations with any of them. It was just like, you're just around people. And taking a year off was a sudden, like, I had to reckon with solitude, but it wasn't an uncomfortable solitude. I had to actually work on myself and then actually work on forming a relationship with others intentionally and using my moments of, you know, non-silence well. But it really... having the time to stop and reevaluate completely changed how I now approach both solitude and friendship. And we don't take that time to stop, and we don't give people that time to stop. And it's a really deadly thing.
It's deadly because you can't know yourself through other people.
Yes. Yeah, and then we find that even the people we were getting to know, they don't know themselves because they haven't had the time to stop.
When I was teaching college students, I made an appointment to get to know each one of them. I would mm-hmm. bring them into my office and I would ask them questions about their life. I wanted to know who they were. And I would ask them, who are you basically, and what do you want to do with your, what are your desires? Mm-hmm. None of them knew.
Yeah.
Because they had never spent any time alone and in silence.
And I find when people ask me, oh, what have you been doing lately? And I don't have an answer. It's not because I've been doing nothing. It's been because I've been doing so much and I've had no time to reflect on it. So I can't really give an answer. I just think, oh, well, I've been living. I've just been on the go. I've just been moving so fast. I couldn't even think about it. But this is a fantastic point. I don't think you've made in a long time, but you don't learn by experiencing. You learn by reflecting on experience.
Yes.
So we're not learning just by running from place to place and getting as much done as possible or speaking the most in conversation or traveling to the most places, but by even doing one of those things and then taking a good amount of time to stop and actually reflect on it.
It's not easy to cultivate the habit. can be a little painful. We have to resist being uncomfortable in the silence and stillness and persevere through it. And then we will find unbelievable benefits. Most of all, we'll find God and we'll find ourselves. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.